I do remember when I came across them, I thought, whoa, hold on. I can travel and I'm a fitness ambassador and they're going to potentially, if I do this right, I can travel for free or I can get a room for free. And then they give me a dashboard where I can send my clients to sign up and take that pressure off of me. Right from the get-go, I was falling in love with them.
Hi, this is Amy, the senior group fitness instructor at the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. Are you looking for a spark of inspiration to bring to your next class? Find us at indoorcycleinstructor.com.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Indoor Cycle Instructor Podcast. I'm John McGowan, your host, and if you have something interesting to share with me, john@indoorcycleinstructor.com. For years, I've been promoting working fitness vacations through a company called Fit Bodies, Inc. It's just an awesome opportunity for a less than affluent fitness instructor to travel to some awesome locations. Amy and I typically will go to the Caribbean. Jamaica tends to be our favorite. And in exchange for our stay at the resort, we'll teach a couple classes. Not something that you wouldn't typically do anyways. But what if you have a whole group that you'd like to bring? Well, there's now a company that offers that. They're called Trip Tribe, and they have all the infrastructure in place to help you assemble a group at your studio and travel with them to some exotic location. I've been speaking with them, and they got me in contact with a fitness studio owner. Her name is Kelly McCormick, and Kelly recently returned from a trip with her little tribe to Costa Rica. The interview that follows is exploring what it took to put everything together and what her experience was like. Kelly, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be here, and I'm so excited to be talking about Trip Tribe.
It starts from the premise that, you know, we're going to talk about a little bit about your studio, but you're a studio owner. I'm guessing that you're not a wealthy person. I know I'm not a wealthy person. So any opportunity to act like a wealthy person for a minimal or no cost to me is very exciting. Tell us about your studio.
Sure. Our studio is a very boutique style. So it's only 1,200 square feet. It's in Billerica, Massachusetts. And the name of my studio is Club Inhale Exhale. And we're fairly unique in the industry because we're more of a club. And we actually call our members tribe members. So how funny we're talking.
Oh, wow. What a fit. Yeah.
Yeah. So we thought it was so great. And we think that that really sticks with everyone and they really feel welcome. We are untraditional also because we don't have, you know, heavy machinery or two-dimensional machines at all. We sort of help people unlearn how to use their body and then reconnect it in a three-dimensional way. So it's really great. It's really fun. Very community-oriented.
You and I talked the other day, and I used the word holistic in your approach. Is that accurate?
That would be very accurate because we do a lot with nutrition. I am a food and eating psychology coach as well. So we take a look at nutrition. We take a look at your soul. We help people understand that your mind can sometimes be your worst enemy when it comes.
Oh, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we help people kind of get through those obstacles and challenges when it comes with weight loss. And we help them unlearn what they know. And like I said, put them back together in kind of a nice little package so that they can build their confidence from the inside out.
How long have you been operating?
Geez, we opened Club Inhale Exhale in August of 2012, but my business partner, Michael, and I have been working together since 2010.
Okay, in fitness-related activities.
Yep.
Tell me, how did you learn about Trip Tribe and the opportunity they provide?
I came across them ages ago, maybe a year ago, and I believe it was just a simple Google search or it's just floating around on the internet. And I thought,
yeah, forgive me, that's sometimes a hard question to answer. How did you learn? I don't know.
Right. Sometimes you're like, I can't remember the whole story. But I do remember when I came across them, I thought, whoa, hold on. I can travel and I'm a fitness ambassador. And they're going to potentially, if I do this right, I can travel for free or I can get a room for free. And then they give me a dashboard where I can send my clients to sign up and take that pressure off of me. right from the get-go, I was falling in love with them. And some time had passed because it was something I wasn't quite ready to jump on yet, but came across them again about, maybe November of last year, and introduced them to my business partner, and it was a go. We were booked within a week with Trip Tribe.
My experience personally, and then doing this for 8 years, is that whenever we talk about something new like this, a new program, the first question that pops in everybody's mind is, okay, this is a great idea. How do I do it?
Mm-hmm.
And did that occur to you as well?
Well, of course, because you think, well, where do we want to go? Well, how many people am I going to get? Are people interested? How much work is Trip Tribe going to do? How much work do I have to do? But I would have to say, after speaking with their representative several times, they really gave us the confidence that it was infallible. It was such an easy process that, again, it was a no-brainer, and we were signed up in a week.
Okay, so they have people, live people that you can call and talk to.
Oh, yes. They're very live. They're very hands-on. They're very helpful. And they actually say, give me a call. It's great.
Got it.
Yeah.
It's not here, we're going to sign you up on a website.
No.
And send you a PDF of how to do it.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chicken or the egg question. Did you put your group together and decide on where you're going, or did you decide where you're going and then put your group together?
We decided where we were going to go and then put our crossed our fingers and put our group together, and it actually worked, just like Trip Tribe said it would.
Okay. So how did you decide and where did you decide to go?
Okay, we decided actually based on a consultative phone call with Trip Tribe. We knew we were looking for some certain criteria, and they guided us to the Costa Rica trip, and we put down a deposit. And like I said, the rest was pretty simple from there. And what was your second question again?
So the idea is, it's really, where are you going to go, and then how do you put your group together?
How do you put your group together?
Right. Well, let me slow you down. You used the word confidence that Trip Tribe gave you to do this. Mm. Because it always sounds good until you get people that actually have to pay money.
Yeah.
Were you having conversations with some of your participants?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I love to travel. So my business partner and I always had this idea of how do we get to travel more? But with Trip Tribe, it does become possible. And then as soon as you have your dashboard and you're working with them, you can send the information out to all of your clients and your email list and your Facebook fans and your Twitter fans, and they start to see the consistent touch, so to speak, of, these guys are going to Costa Rica and they want me to go with them? How cool.
So it's a tangible product that you were offering. It wasn't just some concept that you were throwing out.
That is correct. That is very correct. We had dates. We had location. The only thing we didn't have was a flight plan at that time, because nobody's going to plan their flights at that time. And everybody is on their own individual schedule. And people come from all across the country, so they take care of their own flights anyway. But it was very specific of where we were going and what we were going to be doing and the things that we could encounter there.
Okay, so tell us about what you had planned for your trip. I mean, what were the activities that you were planning?
Oh, sure. There was all kinds of great stuff. Well, we knew we could do horseback riding because that was included in the Trip Tribe package on the ranch. We knew we could do things like zip lining through the rainforest, which we did. We had hour to hour, itinerary. So throughout the day, people brought journals and they had journal time. And we used the yoga chalet on site to have workshops, group workshops. And what we did in the workshops was, lifestyle. How do you eat better? How do you think better? How do you think clearer? How does your body work? All of those things. And it was nice to have people in a place like Costa Rica because they're completely out of their general daily lives. And when you can get people together in a group that, like you said earlier, like-minded people that want to hear what you have to teach them and absorb the information in a place like a Costa Rican rainforest. Wow. Imagine the impact you can have on people.
Got it. They weren't looking at their phones, is what you're saying.
Oh, definitely not. It was very pen and paper. It was pen and paper. They were learning, and it was, honestly, it was a blast, and we have plans to go back.
You do? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the, it's a resort? Is that,
yep,
is it that was described?
Rancho Margot, and it's Margot, and that's in the middle of the rainforest in Costa Rica.
So this wasn't a beach
destination? No, sir.
Okay.
It is literally in the center of Costa Rica. It took 3 hours after the plane. It took 3 hours to get there, but the countryside is like nowhere I've ever seen before in the world, and I've traveled quite a few places. So the 3 hours totally flies by.
Got it.
Yeah.
It was like a sightseeing tour.
Oh my gosh, it was beautiful. And then there's little shops along the way. You can stop and, you know, support the locals. And oh, it's so great.
So you threw this out on Facebook. You're communicating via email, I imagine, to your participants, your clients. What was the initial feedback? Did you have people jump in right away? Yeah, I'd love to go, or a bunch of questions? How did that transpire?
Yes, the people in our tribe that love to travel, they were right on it. There was absolutely no hesitation. And what they really loved is that they could put down a deposit and pay in increments. So TripTribe handled that part as well on the dashboard. So the people that were in 100%, they paid 100%. The people that wanted to do – that were in 100% but needed to do a deposit, they could do it that way too. There were very few people that we had to, I don't know, convince to come with us. The immediate reaction was, what? I'm so going.
Before I asked you about the financial side of it, I am curious because this is a question my wife would have asked if she was here. Did you end up feeling like Julie, the cruise director from The Love Boat on the trip?
Julie, the cruise director on the
trip. Do you know who I'm referring to?
I do. And that's a great question. So I'm going to say yes and no. And here's why. Yes, because that's my personality, is to be very schedule driven, you know, is the group okay? Does anyone need anything? What can I get for you?
You're the caregiver.
Yes, yes. This is where we're going to be. This is the time. Make sure you're packed. Make sure you're ready to, you know, but at the same time, no, because Trip Tribe had it set that this is who you're going to meet when you get off your plane. This is, you know, they're going to have a sign for you. They're going to meet you at the exit. The van is going to be ready for you. They're going to take you to the ranch right away when you get to the ranch, you know what I mean? And they tell you about any additional fees that you may come across. We were fortunate enough that we didn't have any additional fees. So everything was included in Trip Tribe's price.
Perfect. So it was a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Okay. Well, obviously, if you're going to lead the trip, you're going to have to be the leader of the trip. But you're saying that it isn't a burden on you.
No.
To the point where you wouldn't enjoy it. It wouldn't feel like work.
Absolutely not. Nope.
Okay. So help me understand the economics of it all. What, when you first planned your trip, I'm guessing Trip Tribe has some understanding of the costs involved. Mm-hmm. And so that when you're presenting this to your clients, they have an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there's the incentive part of it that says, well, Kelly's going to go for free if.
Right.
X, Y, and Z happens. So how did that all kind of roll out?
Yeah, it was really great because they put the information right on their website for you. You go through and you filter what you want, you filter what you don't want, and it kind of their website narrows it down for you. You make your selections, and at one time, I'm not sure if they still do it, so I'll be corrected if I'm wrong. I believe you can pick how much money you want to make per client that comes on the trip. And they range anywhere from $100 per person, I believe, up to $500 per person. So the average is usually about $250 per person that you make, that they actually send you a refund check. It's really kind of nice. And you pick where you want to go, and they put together your dashboard, and the clients then can go in, and you can see ahead of time, you know, this trip is going to cost my clients, you know, $1,300, or it's going to go up to $2,500, or it's going to go up to $9,000 based on the criteria that you pick. What's great, though, especially for where we went down to Rancho Margot, in the on site, there were bungalows, and people could pick a single bungalow, a double bungalow, or a triple bungalow. And based on the availability or how much or what your budget was, you could pick a single, a double, or a triple. So if you wanted to room with other people, you could save a few bucks and still come on the trip.
Got it. Okay. So there's some flexibility and cost.
Right. Exactly. Flexibility. Yep.
Got it. Depending on your occupancy. Okay. Yep. And then, so how did it work out for you personally then, financially?
Oh, it was great. We put down a really small deposit to book it with Trip Tribe. I think it was a $500 deposit, which is really, really fantastic because that's affordable. And then I believe they have a refund policy that if anything does happen up to a certain point in time, you can get that refund back. And hopefully that's still true on their site because it's been a long time since I've been looking at their site. And then at the end, they sent my business partner and I a check for the work that we did being ambassadors and, you know, posting about Trip Tribe and using their dashboard. So it was a great little thank you to be an ambassador for them.
Perfect. Okay. So did you have any expenses traveling there?
Let me think about that.
That weren't funded or?
Well, yes. So Trip Tribe does not handle your flights. They do have a subcontracted company. I think it's called Stay, STA. That will help you with your flights and coordination of all the, you know, people and where they're coming from. And there's my doorbell, so I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second. All right, John, thanks for your patience with that.
What I'm trying to do is kind of pin you down as in specific dollars, if you can share them.
Sure.
How did it all work out?
Right. So a week after we got back from Costa Rica, Trip Tribe sent us our ambassador rate refund or payment for doing all the work. And, well, really for being an ambassador for them, not doing all the work, but for working with them, so to speak. And I might get the number wrong, but I think the refund check was anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500.
And then what were your expenses?
The expenses were flight. And then because we were coming from the East Coast, Costa Rica is not super easy to get to. So we had to take two flights to get there. And, you know, that's an entire day of travel. So what we did as a group was I put it out there and said, hey, maybe we should find somewhere close to the airport the night before the retreat starts and the night after it ends. So that way we're not traveling 3 hours on a shuttle, 4 hours on one flight, layover for 2 hours, 4 hours on another flight. And I mean, talk about burnout. So the additional cost was the hotel that we stayed at the night before and the night after. But that was only $60 per person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it definitely was not, you know, it wasn't breaking anybody's bank, which was nice.
Okay, so at the end of the day, did you come out positive?
Yes.
Or
yep.
You did? Okay,
yep.
That's the important thing.
Yep.
That's important.
That was really great.
Okay. Now you're an experienced Trip Tribe traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And I should add, if you're listening to this, if you go to indoorcycleinstructor.com/Trip Tribe, you'll be able to get their information, or there's going to be a link to the podcast that this post is located on. All right, so you're an experienced traveler, Trip Tribe traveler, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have done differently, or do you plan to do differently on your next trip?
Number one that comes to my mind, and again, it's geography. I would find something that's closer to the East Coast.
Just so you don't have all that travel.
Right, exactly. I don't know how we did that to Costa Rica for our first trip and kept everybody happy, but somehow magically that happened. But I would keep it a little closer, and I would actually like to do something in the United States to sort of feed back our own economy. And what else would I do differently?
How about when you started the time period, but when you started promoting it, would you have done it sooner? Did that make any difference? Was there a time of year when it would be best to do it?
No, I don't think so. I think it depends on where you go in the world, is depending on the time of year. So for us, we chose May because we wanted to travel in May. It was really that simple.
How did you decide that?
We had, because of our other sort of, the year revolves around our workshops and retreats. And we had a retreat that we were sponsoring in November of 2015. And we needed enough space and time to be able to promote our own retreat that we were sponsoring ourselves.
Or you didn't want to cannibalize
one
to the other.
Got it. Definitely. So that was really helpful. And then, of course, we looked at Costa Rica, the rainforest. People hear the word rain. They want to know if they're in the rainy season. And we did it in that final week just before rain season kind of started down in Costa Rica. So it was great. It was perfect timing.
Did you have any complaints or concerns from your the people that went on the trip with you?
That's a good question. And I wouldn't even call it a complaint. I would call it just a conversation starter. Is because the weather in Costa Rica is damp and it's in a rainforest, a lot of people had wet clothes all week, which I was a lucky one and I didn't have that because I was sort of toward the bottom of the mountain, so to speak. So I wasn't up in that airy level where everything stays moist. And I had no idea until people were packing. They're like, everything is wet the day we were leaving. I'm like, what?
Oh, just from the humidity?
Yes.
Or is there clouds around you? Because you're in the mountains, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, there were clouds in the morning and then there was mist at night and then it would rain. And then I had no idea until we were leaving. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Were you given suggestions about what to wear, what to bring?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the suggestions came from me. And then I did talk to the reception, so to speak, at the ranch. And I'm thinking about bringing all of these things. This is the checklist that I'm going to tell everybody. Can you add or subtract from what we're going to need from this? And they helped me out with that. So I spoke to the ranch directly. I didn't have to go through Trip Tribe for that.
And then probably the most important question people ask about a resort is, how was the food?
Oh, it was great. It was really great. It was, so the only complaint was that it was a lot of repetition, but it's an organic farm. And if you go at a certain time of year, you're going to get certain types of food because that's what's growing. You go at a different time, you're going to get different foods. But it was delicious. And it was nicely laid out as well. You know what I mean? Like the appearance of the food was great. It was always looked really crisp and really fresh, and everything was always hot.
I should also ask, were you the only people at this resort, or are there other people not connected to your group?
Yep, there were other people there. It's not a huge ranch. I think they have like 15 bungalows, and we took up 4 of them.
Okay.
And it was very peaceful, very quiet, but I know the week after we left, the week after, a school bus of, I don't even know, I want to say 30 kids were there. So it's kind of, you go and you plan just like any other resort and you never know who's going to be there and who's not.
Okay. But I imagine you were thankful that you were leaving as the 30 yeah. children were getting there.
I was a little thankful that I was back home resting at home at that point. Yes.
All right. Well, Kelly, anything else that you want to add? This has been wonderful. You've done an excellent job explaining all this.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Did we forget anything?
Oh, yes. You asked about the food and I forgot to mention that there were 3 meals a day included in the price from Trip Tribe as well. So you don't have to carry a lot of money with you for a lot of their trips.
Got it. So it's somewhat all-inclusive.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's a buzzword as far as I'm concerned.
Uh-huh, that's very true.
Yes. I love not spending extra money once I get there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Well, Kelly McCormick, thank you. I appreciate your time discussing this, and I will be very interested if you, as a listener to this podcast, decide to jump in on this. Please give me some feedback as to your experiences as well.
So, great.
Again, Kelly, thank you.
All right. Excellent. I'm so happy to do this. Give me another call if you ever want to do it again. This was great. I love it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a great day.